Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. We can go ahead and get ready to go through the debrief and start the afternoon sessions. And we would have broken out into three different groups. We had 30 minutes for the debrief from each group. From the three groups. And we do have some flexibility on time, not much. My plan is to allocate 10 minutes to each group and then just see how we move along through there. The order of presentations from the group is quite simple, just go from one to three. So I don't know who is going to speak on behalf of group one. This is going to be you, Luke?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Whenever you're ready, if you could summarize the group one piece, which was on the strategy topic.
Highly structured notes.
The notes are structured, okay. Yes, and we'll do this in 10 minutes or less, including discussion, hopefully. The first question was, does the ITCG agree with the strategy and areas for clarity as summarized? Generally, yes, is the answer. The strategies for you that just aren't so aware of them, number one is that they support the electronic delivery of financial reporting, that the foundation itself will develop and maintain a taxonomy. It'll focus on taxonomy rather than the technology, and there's some involvement in the content versus the format, and then also focus should be on supporting regulators. So those are the general strategies I'm talking about. The answer is yes, with the exception of what does the foundation and trustees mean by electronic delivery? You know, that could mean PDF, it could mean tag data, it could mean structured or unstructured data. So electronic delivery was a point we discussed. What does it really mean? So maybe there's more clarity needed in wording for that by the trustee review. And then also, foundation should collaborate more with other stakeholders to ensure that financial reporting as a package works for everybody involved. So a lot of collaboration still on electronic delivery and what we mean by that. Long story short, we agree with the strategies. I'll go on to number two. Should there be multiple taxonomies that references and extends a base taxonomy? Where are we on extensions? Can this be controlled? In other words, if a local jurisdiction starts creating an extension and others start doing that, how can that be brought together as one? For that, we said and discussed there's always going to be a need for local taxonomy extensions and company extensions. It's unavoidable that will happen. Based on that, that's really not in line with the scope of the foundation to be watching and creating extension taxonomies for other local jurisdictions. So that was the view of the group. But there is a need for coordination by the foundation of how those others do that. One way that takes a form is common practice tags, because if you put those out there, it actually helps in those areas that would need those common practice tags. The architecture, of course, is helpful because the IFRS taxonomy has a certain architecture, and hopefully another local jurisdiction would keep with the same architecture. And then lastly, maybe guidance from the foundation on how to extend a local taxonomy. We didn't get into what that guidance might be, but it makes sense that there's some collaboration or coordination would be the word to make sure each jurisdiction is doing something that works more globally. But definitely that's not the foundation's scope to be saying, oh, we'll help you. You know, we will produce and create an extension taxonomy. I'll move on to number three. How is the consumption of IFRS financial statements changing, and what are the implications of this for the taxonomy? We said consumption is changing because financial reporting is changing. What I mean by that is there's coming more non-IFRS reporting items, GRI, sustainability reporting, and so forth, whatever they are. And as there's a need for more non-IFRS info, we said there's a need for the foundation to collaborate on creating the taxonomy or taxonomies or whatever type of digital reporting there is for those non-IFRS things. collaboration being the main word, or some sort of integration, integrated view of how that happens. It would be, the group said it would be horrible if some other non-IFRS reporting happens that's related to IFRS and the foundation simply says, go do whatever you need. You know, it doesn't impact us. The problems with that are big in that we think the advice is be involved, collaborate, take an integrated view and help out and participate. So that's where we fell on number three. Consumption is changing and the foundation needs to be very aware of what types of non-IFRS things are out there. Number four, one of the reasons ISBB produces a taxonomy is to assist with the accurate digital representation of IFRS in a structured format. Does accurate mean the accuracy of the standard, or does it mean accuracy of the taxonomy in representing the standards? So to us initially, it's the last half. The taxonomy should be accurate. What that means, it should accurately represent the standards that are produced. Okay, that's fine, but it would be great at some point where as the standards are produced, the digital representation is baked right into the production of that. In other words, it shouldn't be, here's some standard, oh, now go off and do a digital representation of them. And that's, you know, that's the way it works out of the box to begin with, but better yet, the accuracy of the standards can be enhanced by saying, let's create the standards and consider the digital representation of them. You know, they aren't separate things, they happen together. And then the last part, should the board place a greater emphasis on the quality of the taxonomy through board level discussions? And if so, how should that look? We thought that the way info is presented to the board should be in a non-technical format. So if the board's discussing something, you know, maybe there's a table that actually shows the tags in it so they can see what's going on with XBRL or whatever the digital representation is, as opposed to talking some technical language that unaware. So in that, the group thought we should continue the efforts to see the taxonomy in a way that everyone understands it, which will help the board then comment on quality related to the taxonomy. So that's what we discussed related to, you know, the question of, do we agree with the foundation's strategy with regard to the taxonomy? That's all I have. Pass it back to you. And
so did your group not touch on 5 and 6?
We had 4 questions in question 3.
5 and 6 on the page.
If there were a 5 and 6, we did not cover them. That was a very structured comment.
Thanks, Lou. Any additional input for that topic from the group? And the topic is not as much the specific questions, but it's on the strategy of the foundation relative to the taxonomy itself. Okay, so if there are no questions there, we can move along to the group 2, which was addressing question 4.
I'm here.
I'm looking around.
Okay. I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So in group 2, Reed discussed the question of how can the ISB best support regulators in their efforts to improve digital access to general purpose financial reports to investors and other users. One observation before we get into the questions was that the ISB shouldn't exclude other technology, that the role of the ISB is to support IFRS in financial reporting under IFRS, so we should consider engagement beyond just XBRL if there are other platforms, okay, that request engagement and desire it. Now, going into the questions, the first one, should the IFRS taxonomy team do research on regulators' implementation of XBRL to determine where the taxonomy has not met their needs? Across the board, everybody agrees, yes, that would be a good thing. I mean, there's no question. We spent a lot of time discussing what that would look like. And so a number of points were brought up. One that was very important was that in engaging the regulator was equated to the sun. Their perception is that they're the center of the universe, and that they need to be engaged in a context beyond that, where there's the users are present, you know, because very much, I mean, the truth of the matter is I acknowledge the fact that to me, regulators are the center of this. They're the driving force. They're the ones making those decisions, and they hold that role. But ultimately, they're accountable to users, and engaging them as a group would be more beneficial. The second thing is just regulators themselves. Engaging them on an individual basis, again, undermines the context of it all. Engaging them as a larger group, either regional or globally, will provide a more consistent messaging and probably a richer discussion, because there will be different ideas coming from different places, and you'll avoid some of the silo thinking that oftentimes happens in any organization or any type of subject matter. Beyond that, reconsider how would we do that? You know, where's the best place? And some people suggested we conduct forums. And I don't think the ISB necessarily is in that business of creating forums. I think they're in the business of attending forums, communicating at them. So the idea was take existing places like the XBRL conference and so forth and create a taxonomy forum in there to engage the regulators and encourage their attendance at those type of events. And also, I know there's like an Asia forum and so forth, so there's various places. I know the U.S. has a number of these as well, and so there's a potential to do that. Beyond that, we also, I think, touched quite a bit on what to do in terms of this engagement with regulators. Which one should we be engaging? You know, so it says here the ones that determine what the problems are. So that suggests that we're going to engage only those that have implemented. But the belief is that actually there'd be a great benefit engaging those that haven't implemented and finding out why, the potential customers, so to speak. Then also with those that have engaged, you're going to have those that engaged and adopted the IFRS taxonomy piece, in whole. Other ones piecemeal, and some have somewhat rejected it. So you'd want to understand why and understand the implications. So yes, we completely encourage research. And what was brought up by a number of people was we're already doing research. The ISB's team is doing research and has been doing it for quite a long time. So that isn't something that hasn't taken place. Moving on to question number two. Two and three are pretty much related. Question number two simply, does the ITCG believe the foundation can best support regulators by satisfying the needs of the majority of the regulators? And then the question is, what does majority mean? Okay, well, we agree that, yes, we should focus on the majority. But then the question was, what is the majority? And what I see here and what the group, I guess, agreed to is that it's a question of resource allocation. How are you going to take the resources of the ISB team and then allocate those to potential organizations of support? And obviously, the support, if you were to base it on a metric like it has been suggested here as possibilities, things like a market capitalization or number of filers and so forth, then you're going to be gravitating to the mature capital markets where they have the capability themselves largely and don't need the support. The support probably is more needed to be aligned to those in the emerging markets or those countries that are adopting IFRS and coming along in that journey. So we believe that the majority should be not based upon those type of notions, but more where we could have the greatest impact. And it wouldn't be necessarily based upon a country or something like that, but more of the problem. So it wouldn't be going to the regulator. I mean, because I don't know how you define majority then. We were looking at more like the issues, the issue that affects the majority of the regulators, not focusing on the regulators themselves, but on those issues they face and challenges. So was there anything else that I missed that was important?
Well, I think it basically covered it all. So
okay.
Also, the one thing is international regulators engage with.
Oh, that's right.
With
I did forget about that.
So there were a number of comments that, you know, maybe World Bank, IOSCO, United Nations, organizations like that, that we know exist, and they are, you know, gatherings of other organizations.
Yeah.
So it's easier to reach out to them and get via them that get the regulators involved.
Yes.
So that's one important thing, and I think the other one is we were encouraged as the IFRS taxonomy team or organization to do some economic analysis of the adoption, to kind of analyze benefits, costs, analyze different adoption mechanisms, and if possible, share that with people. Maybe not in order to, you know, kind of guide people, but at least to express some considerations, to show people what they have to take into account when applying the taxonomy. And that is also important for prospective users of the taxonomy for the future. So use what you know, those people that have adopted and their experience, and you know, comment on it. So I think these are the only two other things that I would allow with that.
Thank you. All right.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Anything from the other groups to add to their thoughts, comments, questions? No? Okay, I'm going to do.
Have joined the conference.
I'm going to do the summary for team three on question five, and where I miss anything, the other members of the working group are filling in. We didn't approach the topic from a vantage point of answering the questions first. We sort of stepped back and approached it more from a value or where should they be from a technology standpoint. And we came up with three, I guess, themes, so to speak, out of our discussions. The first initial point that we landed on was that the two should never meet, so to speak. The accounting standard should not be involved with the technology component, and that they shouldn't be concerned about technology. And that gave rise to conversations around some sort of semantic layer that's set in between the accounting standard and the technical layer. The semantic layer being neutral enough so that as the technology changed, it could change as well and target any technology. In that area, we spoke to things like the scenarios with UPC codes, product codes, being some sort of element that's set in this sort of semantic component. And then from that, you can use any technology to represent that going outwards. And that industry has been very successful in having a representation of what's transpiring completely divorced from the technology itself. The second component of that there, and there were other pieces in that area there. One of the other ones that jumps out at me from some of our discussions, we talked about the ability to port the taxonomy to various technologies as well. So it sits here today in XBRL, but we should be able to move it from one to the other through some sort of porting means or transfer of the taxonomy across. We also talked in the broad sense from where technology was going and the way that the financial data is consumed in the market with the potential for that there to make certain accounting concepts obsolete and potentially change the way that you define the accounting standard and what you put inside of it. So we also talked in that sort of vein as well. A lot of that still set within the sort of abstract or semantic component there, where you can take the accounting standard, have some sort of semantic component that was very closely bolted to the accounting standard, but technology neutral. The second area that we started to talk on before we got into the questions was, because the first one seemed so obvious that was necessary, the direction to go, question then was then why is there a topic of technology and the relevance of the IFRS taxonomy on the table? And there we got into, I guess it was the subject matter experts that were defining the accounting standard and their theory of technology. And they're probably hearing tons of other things coming at them from where technology is going, the big data component and other pieces. So it's all these things happening, and they're concerned about the relevance of what they're doing in light of the unknown. And from that standpoint, we landed on, we don't see a requirement for tightly bolted into technologies or anything else. But we do see a need for some sort of early warning system, because technology will change over time. Somewhere I think Jim got into almost an artificial intelligence type of discovery around the financials as well, unstructured data rather than structured data. So there was a lot of things that got in there, but that's going to happen, and it's going to happen in some time horizon. So what would be required is some sort of early warning system in there. And for that, we did land on a working group or a small group that kind of looked out that along there. We discussed things like the Gartner hype cycle, so to speak, where you could track certain technologies and what the implications that they have on the accounting standard. And this group could be doing those sorts of things and just keeping your eyes open for what's coming at you, so that you have some sort of time horizon for when you need to have your agnostic your semantic sort of representation of the accounting standards in place. Because today it's tightly connected to the technology. If you're going to decouple it, you've got to decouple it over time. We felt that you in order to know when that needs to be in place, so that you didn't decouple the day after you needed it done, you need some sort of early warning system. The third grouping that we landed on was, once you take your accounting standard, decouple it from technology, you become almost like a ship above a rudder. You don't have something that's steering you towards and giving you the ability to address solutions for the marketplace, because you kind of do need a technology component with it. So there was the need, we felt, that you would need to pick a technology and demonstrate the workings of the accounting standard through this sort of agnostic or semantic layer to a technology, but not tightly coupled, but loosely coupled, so that you can decouple and move along. So you do have to have something in place, but you do need a middle tier that you can quickly decouple from and target another technology. Was the third theme that we came out with. So those were our three big themes when we sort of stepped back and looked at the technology issue and this specific question in terms of the relevance of IFRS in light of technology that's coming down the road. After approaching it, those three pieces, we then turned our attention to the questions. Specifically to question one, how does the IFRS taxonomy need to change to support comparability? I guess we kind of felt that wasn't really a technology issue when you speak to comparability. It was more in that sort of strategic area on potential extensions or something else. But there was a comment within the group around maybe the wording isn't comparability when you think in taxonomy, technology, but it's consumability. And in thinking consumability, we did roll back to our three sort of themes and felt that our themes covered the consumability component of it. For us, the next, I guess, question two, which was what is holding back the wider adoption of IFRS, IFRS taxonomy, and then question five, which went to a database of take reports in some sort of central location. We felt that those two were linked. We felt that while the wider adoption of the IFRS taxonomy was more strategic, the technology element of this centralized database somewhere may help adoption. So that's how we kind of link those in. But we generally felt that questions one, two, and three out of our five were more strategic. And that the questions were three and four, one addressing a broader move towards principle-based disclosure, And then the other one being a more flexible presentation. We felt that those were handled in the themes that we came up with, the sort of early warning system or some sort of subgroup that was looking down the road for you, and the ability to separate the accounting standard from the technology using some sort of middle ground. And we didn't get into what that middle ground would be, other than to say things like, you know, product code, GPC code is representing a transaction rather than a concept, was kind of the thinking that we got into, but we didn't flush it out. So that was generally the discussion. Anything from the group to add to that? And to your earlier question, David, anything in there that resonates well, or any questions from your end in particular?
I guess if you take questions 2 and 5 together, you know, there's a kind of chicken and egg situation. So with you're saying that if you had a database, that would encourage adoption.
But you kind of need some adoption to drive the database.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there was a discussion in there, and when we hit this adoption component and on mandatory use, and you know, if you get one across the line where it's big enough, then you'll find that from a mandatory use, you'll find that the adoption will hit, and then they do happen. But you're, I mean, it's a chicken and egg.
But I guess it's a long journey, and maybe if ESMA eventually follows through on the proposal, whether that would act as a catalyst for wider adoption. You know, Europe goes one way, and then others think, aha.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? Oh, Michael, sorry.
Is it possible to ask a question to one of your feedback points that you've come
up certainly
within your group? Because we had a bit of a similar question in our group as well. How can the ISB best support regulators in their efforts to improve digital access to the general purpose financial reports to investors and other users? And part of this, one of the points that I brought to the table there was whether we are not thinking about this decoupling of technology in a completely wrong way. I mean, if we are going to support access, if we are going to broaden access, the trend in the world is actually to open up, embrace technologies, include new technologies in your portfolio of technologies that the companies are operating, that the entities are operating, that the individuals are operating, and so forth. And we are, on one hand, we want to broaden the types of technologies, but we want to stay a little bit away. And sometimes we are also bringing this message to the table around here and in various circles that this technology is something that you should be a little bit careful about. You know, it brings costs. It's a little bit scary sometimes. It's this hairy thing that, you know, you don't necessarily approach too close. You know it exists there, but it's better to stay a little bit away, you know, within the standards field or something like that. Perhaps the completely reverse way of thinking, where we say we should embrace all these technologies, we should anticipate what technologies will be, you know, will be supportive for the users in the future, be it HTML5s, if that's the case, be it JSONs, if that's the case, or maybe something completely else. But instead of decoupling and, you know, sort of like moving a little bit back, we should sort of like move forward and try to engage much more with the technology groups, with the standard setters and these kind of things. Just a provocative thought on that.
I think we agree. We would agree with that. I mean, that sort of early warning system for us is just that. It's staying closer to the technologies.
Oh, okay.
So it is keeping you very much aligned with what's happening. The ability to decouple from the technology gives you the ability to react to those changes. I mean, it's taken a long time to get to this point here. If you're going to start another journey on another technology, another one on another technology, and then one drops out of the sky, well, you're never going to be able to swing this whole thing to a new technology fast enough. So you have to have some middle ground that can very quickly target a new technology. So that's kind of where we were heading with our thoughts.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other thinking? Anything from the staff?
I'm just thinking, because I found a very interesting concept of the semantic layer, which really ensures that addresses will remain relevant and can adapt quickly to any changes in technology. are there already, and this is just based on not knowing that much, yeah, but are you aware, or is the group aware of other organizations or even standard setters who are looking at this idea of building or have built a semantic layer, which we can use as some example to see what kind of work we can do here? Because otherwise, for me, it remains abstract, and I wouldn't know straight away what to do with it. And I think the trustees probably may have the same problem. Yeah, so is there any guidance, any help, any examples the group knows of which could be useful, where other standard setters have done it, where other organizations have built this semantic layer that remain technology neutral?
We've had discussions in ITCG before, but actual examples from other organizations would be helpful. I've got a couple I know of. If anybody else has some, that would be helpful.
Michael, any thoughts?
I think the one that comes to mind is not necessarily from financial reporting, but it's the one of these ontologies that is being created right now. It's called Fibre Ontology.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I know about. Yeah, so I do have a couple on the list, but any more
welcome. Who are the others, Andy? You said you had a couple of others?
FIBO was the main one. The others I was looking at was more the stuff that Hans was talking about to do with the OMG group and work that they do on data modeling methodologies, and the fact that some of those go into why you should use these semantic layers, and the some academics have been looking at as well.
There is another project called Actus, but I don't think this would at all apply to this forum, because it's about replacing financial instruments description with a underlying mathematical model that works for the cash flow exchange of these particular financial instruments. And it's ACTUS project run by Switzerland and US jointly, currently embraced a little bit by the ECB. But I don't think it applies for this.
Well, Actus is kind of similar to the UPC code or product code. If you expand it out further, so in my mind, it does fit in that same bucket.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just a small subset of where this could go.
Mm-hmm. Another methodology that you are aware of is the entire set of the DPMs, but that's what you know.
Yeah, I'm also aware of this as well. Mm-hmm.
Would any of the transactional layer standards be in this ballpark? You know, core, FPML, quicks.
I haven't looked at them for ages, but it might be worth having a look because they've moved towards having anything
of this sort. Actually, Mike, you reminded me about another one, which is called SDMX-IM, SDMX Information Model, which also structures these lists of codes. And then in some cases, it might be applicable to financial reporting as well, because they do have things like balance sheet statistics or you know, primary financial statement statistics.
Another one that's closer to home might be the AICPA audit data standards.
Which one, sorry?
The AICPA audit data standards. So it's a semantic model around ledgers and subledgers.
Does that help for an overview?
I think maybe some illustrative example, I think, would be really useful, I think. Yeah.
All right, so if there's nothing more on the debrief from the working group sessions, we are... So there was another question into the group that Rita just reminded me of. So all the groups had the question on how we should respond, the format of the response. I think we've got some pretty good content to the question that is to the group how we should respond as a formal letter from the ITCG or summary of the discussion points. And was this covered in any of the groups, and does anyone have any thoughts on how that should take place? No? So
staff will proceed with making a summary of the meeting minutes then, and then we'll pass it over to you and Tom, and I'll let you decide then with the group what you, how you want to proceed. But as I said again, in the end, no matter what form the comments are provided in, they will be reviewed with equal consideration.
Okay, so that's a good way forward.